Debussy's Petite Suite, the Quebec Symphony Orchestra in performance here with the Oasis here on a Wednesday. It's the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Bent Jorgen is here, and for the last four decades, he's been a major force within the world of dance in this country and the co-founder of Canada's Ballet Jorgen. He has created over 30 ballets during his career, and much of his focus has been to reimagine classic works to create relevancy for a modern audience. That's certainly what he's done here. The latest offering is Canada's Ballet Jorgen's The Nutcracker, a Canadian tradition. It was created by the acclaimed choreographer and artistic director to Tchaikovsky's well-loved score. And as you're going to find out, this version has a very artistic Canadian twist. Bent Jorgen, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Thank you, Mark.
Always great to see you, my friend. And I have to ask, when did you begin working on this version of The Nutcracker?
2006,
okay.
And we premiered it in 2008. Took about 2 years from concept to premiere.
So tell me a little bit about the concept. I know you used The Nutcracker and The King of Mice by E.T.A. Hoffman as your jumping-off point. So you have that. And then you have this two-year period where you're working on it before you premiere. So what happens?
Well, you have to take the story, and we are very true to the original story, but okay. We've transcribed it into Canadian context so right. that people can recognize themselves, really. And we've set it to backdrops by the Group of Seven. It's a partnership with the Mike Michael Canadian Art Collection. So these paintings are in their collections. Some of them you can see hanging on their walls. So, of course, we had to really work hard on how can you turn this story, quintessential, what is really European-focused story, into
sure.
a story that makes sense and is relevant in a Canadian context. So we set it in 1912 in a small Ontario town called Bissett, just north of Algonquin Park. And one of the paintings that we're using is Church and Houses in Bissett of Frank Carmichael, and that's a jumping-off point. The one-room schoolhouse in that community is where that community gets together on Christmas Eve. And from there on, the story is pretty much the same, but we have Canadian animals and the summer scene, what is the fairyland in the second act, is the summer scene of Algonquin Park. So we have canoes and beavers. And
You're and, speaking my language. That's where I spend a lot of my time in the summer times. You know, Carmichael, by the way, might be my secret favorite of the Group
really?
Of Seven. Yeah, I really do love what Carmichael did. I want to rewind a little bit to what you were talking about there, because we think of what the McMichael is famous for, Group of Seven, amongst many other great Canadian painters. And what you've done is you've taken some of those iconic paintings, and they're huge. Is that
they're
fair?
Huge. Yeah.
So we see the dancers in front of these
That's
beautiful
right. You
landscapes.
Will see the biggest Group of Seven paintings probably ever made. And they are works of art in their own right. We had scenic painters, several, meticulously copying their, not quite originals, because as you know, these paintings were originally painted on little sketches that they carried with them, and then they were repainted in their own studios,
that's
and
right.
that's what's hanging. So, you know, we're really making a bigger copy of a copy that the Group of Seven did, and they are really amazing works of art in their own right.
That's fascinating, because in my mind I thought, okay, maybe these are some sort of projections or something, but no, they've painted them.
They have had to take into account the perspective, because the audience isn't sitting right up. So right up close, they don't quite look the same way as they do when you sit a little further up. But if you sit in the house, they look just like the paintings that hang in a art collection.
So we know that this time of year, first of all, there's a lot of arts and events and entertainment available to people, many editions of The Nutcracker. For people trying to decide how to best spend their dollars this season, why is this the right pick for The Nutcracker?
Because it's unique,
yeah.
Without a question. It also is, in some way, the most traditional Nutcracker that you're going to find. We have been keeping to the original as tightly as is possible. We've just transcribed it into Canadian context. So we've
right.
actually taken less liberty with the original story than most others. It's just that you have to look at it and go, oh, yes, there's Sugar Plum Fairy. She's Lord and Lady Birch. And, you know, the Spanish has become raccoons. And
See,
the Arabian has become loons, but it's all there, and some of the original steps, mostly the original Nutcracker, has been lost, but there's some elements still left, And they're in our production, and there are few productions that can actually say that they have that in their
That's
production.
Very true. And if you're someone who's maybe been to the same production over and over, and you're saying, hey, I'd like to do a little compare and contrast, this just might be the year to take in Ballet Jorgen and see what they're up to with this Canadian production. I want to mention you have this exclusive local participant program, which allows local dancers to take part in a professional full-length ballet. It sounds amazing. How does that work?
Well, every Nutcracker production needs children because a lot of children in the Nutcracker. And we find that it's better to have children play children than to have adults try to play children. So in every community, we audition students, dance students, to do the children's part. And we have a cast, three casts that travel all across Ontario with a company that do the lead part for the children. So we both have local participants in each community, 16 to 20, that do the critters, whether they be squirrels or chipmunks
sure.
or bear cubs or anything of that kind, deer. And then we have touring kids that do Clara and Fritz and all of those parts as well. So we have a lot of kids in the production, but
You must have a lot of young, thrilled people on your hands who get to take part in something
we
like
do.
That.
We do. And many of these dancers, they go on to professional careers. So we have about 60% of our company originally were part of a local participant program somewhere in Ontario or Canada. And they've now gone full circle and they're dancing with a company's professional dancers. So they know what this is all about.
Pretty special, Ben.
Thank
I would
you.
Say. Very. I commend you for that. I want to let people know that tickets and info at canadasballetjorgen.ca. And the tour is in Hamilton this weekend. That's right.
That's correct.
And
on
then
Saturday.
Off to Brantford, Ottawa, Brampton, Chatham, London, Guelph, Kitchener, and then three nights at the Flatto Markham Theatre before landing at the Betty Oliphant Theatre on Jarvis Street in downtown Toronto in the early new year. So you have, if you're anywhere in one of those regions, there you are. You have ample opportunity to see this version of the Nutcracker. Ben Jorgen, always great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Music from the Nutcracker, of course, on The Oasis. the Montreal Symphony Orchestra with Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. And don't forget, Ballet Jorgen's Nutcracker on tour and in Hamilton this weekend before heading all over southern Ontario, eventually landing in Markham and in downtown Toronto. Canada's BalletJorgen.ca for information. As we listen to the Elmer Eisler Singers, right now, if you're caller number 3 at 416-507-9894, 416-507-9894, you'll receive 2 tickets to the new Classical FM presentation of Christmas with the Elmer Eisler Singers, December 14th, 8 p.m. at the Burlington Arts Center, and 2 tickets to the Toronto Consort Concert, Schutz's Christmas Story, December 13th, 8 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul Center. Wonderful location there. And I'd love to send you the number to call once again, 416-507-9894.